Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're back at it. Maysoon went to Italy and then you got sadly sick, but not with COVID.
Yeah,
right?
No. Yeah.
We're right. Good right now,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, we're totally good.
This is a reminder that we are speaking as individuals and not as representatives of any governmental body, organization, or business. Okay, look, we got to get on this fucking voter guide because voting has already started.
Next week? 2 weeks? Oh, it's already started.
It's already, I have my ballot ready to go and I haven't filled it out yet. And I want to say, okay, are we together on this? We're just, let's
get through it.
Let's get everybody to rage quit the episode right out the gate.
Rage quit the episode?
Yeah, because I'm going to go ahead and endorse Claudia De La Cruz for president.
Yeah, me too. Go for it.
It's California, guys.
Is Cornel West still running?
Matter. What's
that? Is Cornel West still running even?
I think so.
Okay.
But look at these cute women.
No, I'm not against that.
They're socialists. They're pro-Palestine.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so cute and I love them. That was very infantilizing or something.
They're so cute.
Yeah. But...
yeah, let's start.
They're
again
from
that.
The Peace and Freedom Party.
Yeah.
So where is Cornel West?
I don't know.
He was running for that too, for the Peace and Freedom Party, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, you're right. So doesn't usually maybe they got the most votes during the primary, and now they're the only ones on the ballot.
I'm just telling you.
And Jill Stein is still running.
This is what Green I want to say to the listeners: if California goes for Claudia De La Cruz, or if California doesn't go for Kamala Harris, you can come to me directly and we can fight it out. You can blame me for that and we can fight it out. Okay, then we have our ballot propositions and measures. Do you want to jump on that? Oh, do you want to say, are you going for Peskin for mayor of San Francisco?
I'm definitely voting for Peskin for mayor of San Francisco. It's a weird group of people. It's like, I don't even know if I want to talk too much about it, honestly, but it's, you know, super right-wing Democrat somehow.
Yeah.
Mark Farrell, who's a nightmare. And then who's the other guy? I'm forgetting his name right now.
Lurie.
Lurie, the trust fund baby. Who doesn't really have, or who has his claim to fame is having run a housing nonprofit. But he doesn't really have any, I feel, my understanding is that there's not really any track record. And some people are saying he has no history and that might be good. Which I'm kind of how about not? How about someone who has been working in the city for 20 plus years, who's actually has a record of doing good things.
I want to strongly endorse Peskin myself.
So Peskin would be that. It's rank voter choice rank. What is it called?
Rank
choice voting.
Do not put the name of anyone that you do not want to see in office.
Yeah.
If you're not super excited about somebody, don't put them down. You don't have to put all three.
You don't have to use all three slots. It's true.
Okay, how about propositions?
Okay, for the state?
Yep.
State propositions, we got Prop 2. Do we want to talk about all of them or just...
Well, what do you think on that one?
$10 billion education facilities bond.
Uh-huh. It's for K-12.
You know, I always look at League of Pissed Off Voters. I look at Juanita Moore's voter guide. I do.
I have 100,000 voter guides.
And then what else are they looking at? And then I do a quick scan at the Green Party also.
Man, Space Cats isn't around anymore.
Space Cats isn't around?
Oh. No, I've tried to get Space Cats too.
Just put this down. You don't need that.
We might need that. Do you think? I have also my official voter guide.
There were a couple where there were people there were those three groups that I look at were on opposing sides. And so I actually need to still do more research.
No.
On them. Okay. Or no. So now I'm confused about my notes. What do you have on Prop 2?
So I have the workers' voter guide, which endorsed Claudia De La Cruz for president. So
you're
know
not
where
organized.
They're
you're going to have to go through 5,000 pages to get through this quick voter guide?
Yeah, I have 1,000 pages. They said no on Prop 2.
Right. And why?
They said the interest on these bonds goes to wealthy investors, and that's a no. The Alameda County Green Party voter guide, they're saying yes with reservations on that one.
Yeah.
On State Proposition 2.
I think that's, the Green Party argues that these funds should be coming through the state budget, not through these private bonds or special bonds.
Right. It's hard to say no to school funding, but.
I know.
Okay, then we got Prop 3. That's the fucking gay marriage shit.
That's just a yes, obviously.
It's a yes, and if you say no, then...
Stop listening to the show immediately.
We don't like you.
I'm like, just no.
Then we top have, four. Yep, this is another
Water bond. Infrastructure and Parks bond.
Uh-huh.
Is what I have.
And the Alameda County Green Party is going to go ahead and say no to that.
Yeah. It's the same situation where there's like, it's the bonds versus like actual funding. Because it's a water bond with funding for logging, ranching, and biomass-based fuel. Which in general kind of feels like the direction we shouldn't be going in.
Yes.
Okay. Like at and this that, point in our climate, we should be thinking about other methods.
No, on four. Five, voters lowers the voter threshold to 55% for local housing and infrastructure bonds. I think it's sponsored by like realtors.
Oh, is it? See, this
it includes a ban on local governments using the money to buy existing single family homes to convert into affordable unit. But then over here, the Alameda County Green Party is saying yes on that one.
It's one of those things where so
what
my
the
notes-
fuck is Prop 6 may soon.
Hold on. Prop.
I mean, it's about slavery.
Yeah. The slavery, slave conditions in prisons.
Okay. Well, we're going to absolutely not want that.
That's a definite yes.
Okay. So yes so on Prop 6 is a no to slavery.
Prop 6 would amend the California Constitution to remove involuntary servitude as punishment for crime.
So an absolute yes on Prop 6 all across the board.
I think Prop 5 is like a half yes or no. I think you go either way, do a little research on those, all the bonds. Look at the bonds because they look good on the surface, but they're problematic below the surface.
Yes. Okay, then we're getting into the more famous propositions. We have 32, which raises the minimum wage. I'm going to say absolute yes to that.
I say yes to that as well.
Then 33 expands the authority to enact rent control. Absolutely yes to that.
I think that's yes.
There's
to
been
that.
Some real creepy, nasty, wasty stuff wasty. Going on with that. Because every once in a while, I'm watching Pluto TV. You know, that's like live TV.
Oh,
and they have commercials and stuff, and the commercials against that proposition have been so weird.
Oh, see, yeah, I like that you're watching the commercials. The commercials kind of tell you a lot, I think.
Yeah, not to actually listen to them, but to kind of do just some like some Derrida style deconstructionism.
Exactly.
And see what's being said and what's left unsaid. Do you think so, Maysoon?
Mm-hmm. Prop 33 won't change any local laws, it says, or enact rent control everywhere. It just lets cities make their own rules so that we're not bound by the state.
Okay.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. And then we got motherfucking Prop 34. What? This so one also this is confusing, but it's a no. I know it's a no. We also, a no has been endorsed by friend of the bookstore.
Great.
So, and he has a degree in political science from UCLA.
So he is a smart cookie on these.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Okay,
so
you
this
get
is
into
the
that one.
Attack on AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And what I have my notes here say certain healthcare establishments would have to follow new rules on spending income earned from federal drug discount programs. A no vote would prevent the new rules from going into effect.
It's a no.
But it is a no. It would make it harder for these organizations to do their work. Basically,
this is how long it is to read the full proposition.
Just go to endorsements.
Isn't that
just
bananas?
Go straight to the back.
Okay, moving right along.
Prop 35, extend funding for Medi-Cal. I think everyone I looked at said yes on this.
Yes, we also had East Bay. Yes.
Good.
The East Bay is united and yes.
And then Prop 36, treat misdemeanors as felonies. We have a no on that.
Absolutely
a solid no.
Absolutely not. I don't even want felonies to be treated
I know.
As felonies. Okay.
So this would like reclassify misdemeanor theft and drug crimes as felonies and create an entire new category of crime, treatment mandated felonies.
Okay. So is that everything?
That's everything.
That's 36. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I want to go backwards a little bit and just get into a couple things in the city of Oakland. We have all these fucking recalls that were.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Our mayor is being recalled and our district attorney. And I'm going to say an absolute no on the recall for Pamela Price. That's actually a county office. So that's the whole Alameda County. Because I think Pamela Price is good. Okay. But then we also have our Oakland mayor, Sheng Tao, being recalled. And Sheng Tao just did a bunch of sweeps of homeless people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm actually not going to go yes or no on that.
You can't decide, it sounds like.
Well, because the whole recall was put together by these like conservative weirdos that.
Why do they want to recall her? Not because of the sweeps.
Because when probably. She got elected, they were like not wanting this like more progressive candidate. And so they like made this bullshit that she wasn't elected fairly or some bullshit.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like
okay.
Some fucking January 6th ass shit.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's the reference. That is it.
So I just think, yeah, I'm kind of thinking no on the recalls, but I'm just kind of bummed out by Xing Tao at the moment. And then I want to endorse Carol Fife in City Council District 3. I'm not making an endorsement for my district, City Council District 1. The front runner right now, I think, is a former firefighter named Zach Unger. But I don't know what this guy's deal is, so I'm not going to really say one way or the other. I'm a little bit glad to get Dan Kalb out of there because all he seemed to give a shit about was fucking bike lanes.
Oh, I'm so over the bike lanes. As a cyclist, I'm over it. There's got to be other things people can focus their energy on that are actually more important.
Yeah. Okay, anyhow. So, yeah, I think that's really all I want to say for that.
I feel like we should really start paying more attention to BART stuff.
Okay. I agree because I just saw somebody get punched in the face on BART the other night. Oh, no. And not that
Do
I
they
think
know
that
each other? Was it like a
no,
fight?
No, it was a completely random
I
act
hate,
of
that's
violence.
That's so scary.
And not that I think that we should have like more surveillance or something like that, but I just feel like if we had better vibes on BART,
BART is really wild right now.
The vibes are way off.
Better vibes
is this
on
my
BART.
Worst voter guide I've ever
they
done.
Should be like pumping in some like just some like mist, like rose mist water, some
there
like
you go, lavender.
Aromatherapy into lavender. The BART train, just like yes. Chill everyone out, just
turn the lights down.
No, don't
just
turn the
kidding.
Lights down. Like absolutely not. Everyone calm down.
Something about that. Should we say another thing about Aaron Peskin and his art stances? Because Aaron Peskin was really good on the Diego Rivera mural not being sold out of SFAI.
Oh, SFAI, great, yeah.
And I think he even had like a art, whatever, like a, you know, what do we think about the arts and how is that going to be dealt with in the city?
He had like an arts platform?
Yeah, I think he had something going on. Okay, do we have a fucking U.S. Senate seat that we need to fill?
Oh, Scott Wiener. Fuck
oh,
that guy.
Wiener? No. Who's running against him? A Republican?
I don't know.
Ah, fuckaroo.
I have here no
Wait,
one.
Wait, this is just
listen
state
to me.
Senate, not the U.S. Senate.
State senator.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry, okay. sorry. Yes,
I mean, not that it is better, really, but.
Oh, yeah, we don't even talk about that. Scott Wiener sucks. He's the worst. I hate him.
Oh, we definitely hate Scott Wiener. He's like
it's so funny. Like
Israel fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay. We also, how about Dean Preston for
Okay, well, hold on
District
a second.
5?
Let me get into San Francisco stuff. So we have a bunch of supervisor races, District 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. And I don't know if I feel right endorsing the districts. I don't know. Like, I don't really know that much about some of the candidates. So I'm going to just really go ahead and say I'm endorsing Dean Press for District 5. Absolutely. That's a Hayes Valley kind of Western Edition
He's
corridor.
Legit. He's a Democratic Socialist.
And he is an incredible supervisor. He's done a ton of work, like, before he was a supervisor for housing. And tenants' rights. I feel like who's who we want in our government in San Francisco. Yeah, wish he was mayor, wish more of our supervisors were, you know, more like him. He's really great. And I just see him out at the cafes sometimes in the neighborhood. It's really sweet when I'm like going for a coffee out from work.
Do you give him a high five?
I do kind of a few times. I do say hi to him. Yeah, I'm like, hey.
Can't make these elected officials feel too comfortable, though. They always got to be a little bit... on their
well, I'm
toes.
Sure there's plenty of people who are not making it, who are making them very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
So
he's
I actually feel like it's
haters.
Important to be like.
Didn't they try to recall him?
Yes. Because that was when Valley Brown.
I didn't need that.
Valley Brown was the district supervisor. She was appointed by the mayor. They didn't try to recall him, but there was an election and they tried to get Valley Brown back in, but that didn't work because she didn't really do much.
Hey, I need to make also a state senate endorsement of Jovanka Beckles, who's running for District
Let's
7.
Let's try to keep it in order.
Like, already not.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but go ahead.
So then the other supervisor that I'm going to endorse is Jackie Fielder for District 9, which is the Mission.
Absolutely. I want to full-throatedly endorse Jackie
yeah.
Fielder.
And I think you can do rank choice voting for supervisors as well.
Just put her.
You can just put her. People are also saying Stephen Torres would be great, too.
Okay.
So Jackie Fielder is your first choice and maybe Stephen Torres is your second. Do your own research. Otherwise, I don't really know enough about District 1, 3, or 7. I don't even know where those are. Where's District 1? I don't know. Anyhow, so good luck with that, everyone. I hope that you are researching your own. And District 11, excuse me, is also running. So
it's a new.
It's like
yes.
half the city, basically.
Yeah, we heard some good things about Ernest Jones. Ernest we got Jones. A soft endorsement.
Well, and I saw Cheyenne Chen I have as the number one for that.
That's but what I've yeah. seen around too. But our friend of the show lives in that district.
Oh, great.
And he went to like a...
You know, we should be getting endorsements from people who live in these districts.
Yeah. Well, Abel gives a soft endorsement of Ernest Jones. Great. I think he had okay things to say about Cheyenne Chen, but I don't quote me on that.
And then we have district attorney, and that was a recall last time where they kicked out Chesabuda, and now we've got fucking lunatic Brooke Jenkins in there.
That's right. So wait, who's running against her?
Well, we're just going to be endorsing Ryan Kojaste. Oh my God.
Give it one more shot. We're going to be endorsing
Ryan Kojaste. So my notes here say... Da, 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 da. So he was, this person was originally hired by Jesse Budin, fired by Brooke Jenkins, and went to work at the Alameda County Prosecutor's Office. He advocates for partnering with schools and community groups to work with youth and to keep them out of prison, and maintains his commitment to rehabilitation. He plans to run a triage on the city's backlog of cases, starting with violent crimes first, and he believes in treating drug use as a public health problem, not a criminal one. Those are my notes on him.
At least better than Brooke Jenkins.
Yeah, I got to get Brooke out of there. So gotta get. I feel like we just have to get all of like the mayor's like.
Yeah, little buddies.
Little buddies out.
So that is an endorsement for District Attorney of San Francisco, and that'll be Ryan Kojaste.
There's a city attorney and sheriffs are also on the election, on the ballot, and I have no endorsements
Let's
for either of those.
Let's not endorse. It's like, who do we want to endorse for city, like, executioner?
I know, right? And then treasurer, I think it's the same, the incumbent is Jose Cisneros, I believe. So people are just saying he's competent and has been like,
stick with Cisneros.
And then, so this is the other thing, SFUSD Board of Education, this is another race that I just never follow, and it always seems like a mess. And
you do stand strong against endorsing folks for Board of Ed.
It's just because I don't pay attention to it, and so I feel weird endorsing people I don't know much about. But the Board of Education, the SFUSD, is a fucking mess right now. So this, I feel like, could be a really important, critical race. So I do have some notes.
Tell me.
On them.
Tell me what you got.
The folks that the different voter guides I was looking at are endorsing Matt Alexander, Virginia Chung, and Jamie Hewling. And these are the notes on it for people who are wanting to vote on this but are a little bit confused. So the plan to close, there's a big plan now to close and merge schools in SF, and everyone is freaking out. It's a huge mess right now.
Oh, God.
It's really bad. So
what is
my
wrong
note
with
here
this
is
city?
That the district's bloated administration seems dead set on running itself right into a state takeover. Our beloved schools are still reeling from the pandemic, the payroll fiasco, which was last year, which was a fucking nightmare, a couple years, divisive recalls, and decades of disinvestment. So last year there was also a recall on Board of Education.
Oh, I remember that. That was,
yeah, so
mayhem.
That was like there have been recalls. It's been a whole mess. So what I have on the people that are being endorsed are Matt Alexander is the most progressive and experienced candidate in the race. He has a reputation for centering students and staff in decision making and is a champion for racial equity. Virginia Chung is an SFUSD parent committed to engaging parents and communities in the Resource Alignment Initiative, which is around closing and consolidating schools. And ensuring that marginalized communities are not disproportionately harmed. And then Jamie Hewling is an SFUSD parent and deputy city attorney, which isn't necessarily like a selling point for her, but that's all I have on that person. And then I have a do not vote for.
Oh, love that.
So Ann Hsu, Lawrence Lee, or Supriya Ray. Those are the three. I don't have notes on them, but like that's kind of like a all caps sort of situation, apparently. Do your own research. You know, I feel like this is a category I need to start paying more attention to, because a lot of times Board of Education folks go into higher
exactly.
positions. So I think it's actually important to be paying attention to. And I'm sorry, I haven't been.
There's a little bit of a weird measure in Oakland. Do you mind if I jump over to that? You got more? You got
I
mean,
no, but I just feel bad for our listeners who are going to try to be like,
okay,
I'm in San
go
Francisco.
Ahead. Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, we've already.
No, you go ahead.
We've already done it.
No, you can go ahead. Are you done with San Francisco?
No, of course not. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, then you go ahead.
San Francisco's like 5,000 pages. Just keep going.
No, you go ahead.
We've already long gone.
Well, there's only three measures.
We've already gone back.
There's only three measures in Oakland, okay? We got measure MM, which is for wildfire prevention. We're going to say a yes to that. We got this weird measure NN, which they're calling a violence reduction measure, which to me, I'm kind of like, what do you mean by that? But it actually seems to be mainly geared toward like providing housing for seniors. I'm going to say a yes on that. You read into that. Okay, so that's measure NN. And then the last Oakland measure is OO, a Public Ethics Commission Amendment. And we're going to go ahead and say yes to that. Okay, go ahead, Maysoon.
Okay, same issue with the College Board of Trustees. City College Board of Trustees. We're endorsing Ellen Wong. The note here is that city's in such a crisis right now that we recommend you only vote for the one candidate who is doing anything about it.
That's a good one.
Which is very strong, a strong worded language, and it's not mine. So who knows? Go Ellen Wong.
Ellen Wong.
And then we have, did you talk about BART, Board Director of District 7?
No, just okay. That it is a thing we have to vote on.
BART, Board Director of District 7 and District 9. So District 7 includes Alameda County, and also the Bayview and San Patricio Hill, which is very confusing. Like, I don't know why. Isn't that confusing when the district is like two cities?
Yeah.
Parts of two cities. Like, that feels confusing.
And I don't trust anyone to know anything enough to have that office.
Exactly. So we have Victor Flores endorsed for that from Green Party. I mean, sorry, from Pissed Off Voters. No endorsement from Green Party. But what we have on Victor Flores is that...
Green Party is really tight-fisted with their endorsements. Green
Party? Oh, yeah. I think that's appropriate, though. They have a very specific interest, yep. You know, and they're just looking at that. So Victor Flores is a formerly incarcerated rising young Democrat who has become a transit and climate leader through his work at the Greenlining Institute and Greenbelt Alliance. Greenlining Institute is fucking amazing. So I'm kind of into that.
Hell yeah.
I like that he was formerly incarcerated because I also feel like that's important a different perspective.
Experience.
That's really important to bring to all these, you know, groups that are working in the public realm.
Yep.
BART Board Director, District 9. There's endorsement for Edward Wright, the Green Party has a no endorsement. Edward came up in the progressive movement working along Jane Kim and Cleve Jones and serving, which is like, where is Jane Kim? Remember? She disappeared.
Yeah.
And Cleve Jones and serving as president of the Harvey Milk LGBTQ Democratic Club. So that's what I have on them. Who knows? Go ahead and try to vote for people.
Yeah, I agree with that. Trying to see if the Alameda County Green Party has endorsements for that.
They're probably not, because the voter guide I looked at didn't.
They think we should just walk.
No endorsement. We should just... Did they say that?
No.
They're like, just walk or BART. Yep. Walk or... Ride your bicycle.
Okay, you got some measures for
we
San
have
Francisco?
Tons of measures.
Let's hear it.
Of course. Local measures for SF. We have Prop A, which is for a $790 million school infrastructure bond. Here we go with the bonds again. Ooh, that helped.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Prop A is a $790 million bond that replaces other bonds that are expiring. So it doesn't actually raise taxes. It's just replacing. Every few years, SF voters pass a bond to fund infrastructure improvements in SFUSD schools. Despite SFUSD's apparent inability to manage money in a responsible way, these bonds actually have a pretty good track record. SFUSD is a mess, so this is a yes on Prop A.
Also a yes from whatever voter guide I have here.
Okay, great. Prop B, $390 million community health infrastructure and parks bond. So Prop B is a bond that will fund renovations to public health facilities, improvements for pedestrian safety, and renovations of public spaces in downtown. The city's strategy is generally to propose a new bond for the ballot when an old bond expires. So this also won't raise your taxes. So I'll go ahead and say people are saying yes on this as well. So Prop B, yes. Notes?
Really good. Prop B is an absolute yes.
Okay. Prop C will create Inspector General to combat corruption. What does that mean? Oh, it's a new position. Okay. So this is Prop C will.
What are they saying to that?
Prop C will amend the city charter to create a dedicated office of the Inspector General, who will be authorized to investigate fraud or waste in city departments.
Corruption.
And contractors. Which
are they going to arrest every single person in
probably,
the city government?
Probably. San Francisco is one of the only U.S. major cities without an Inspector General. So this is a yes. This Prop C.
Are they
going to yes
be kind
Prop
of
C.
like Poirot?
I fucking hope so. Oh, God, if you look like Poirot and are like a private investigator,
a
please apply. Oh my
just
God.
Kidding. That
anyone can have a
is
mustache.
Discriminatory
against
people without mustaches.
We can have fake mustaches.
Oh, yeah. And a little bubble pipe.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
part of the office you
oh
have
my God.
To wear.
When they
you
hire that person, to. I'm going to literally deliver like a page yes. of fake mustaches to them.
Sherlock
and be like,
Holmes
welcome.
Hat.
Here are your mustaches. Do the
your
good
trench
work.
Coat. Your magnifying
your
glass.
Corn cob pipe.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe this is their Halloween costume this
I'm
year.
I'm going to cry.
Poirot.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, and so that's a yes on this new position in Inspector General.
So we're saying yes to that because it's
for internal. It's yes, not about
it's not going to go pick up children off the street.
It's not
and put
picking
them
up
in
children.
Prison.
It's picking up our corrupt
adults.
our corrupt adults city officials. Office. Our yeah. corrupt city. Well, city employees actually.
This I've been watching a show on CBS called Elspeth. It's a spinoff from The Good Wife, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. And she basically is like policing the police, like to see if they're doing wrongful arrests.
Oh, God, nonstop.
But she also solves crimes and wears really loud outfits.
I love all the crime investigation series, every single one of them, mostly from BBC if possible, because they're funny also.
Really good. But we do not endorse the carceral state.
Oh, God, never.
We disendorse it. I would like to make... I'm going to cut this and put it back at the beginning. Before we get
just
into
put
this...
Put it in like three times.
This is a reminder that we are speaking as individuals and not as representatives of any governmental body, organization, or business.
Yes. Okay, so commit...
I would also like to add that we are doing this as a parody, satire, and art project, and it falls under fair use.
There we go. Okay, so there are two propositions that are around the commission structure of the city government.
Right.
So prop
Did I lock the door up front?
Prop D and Prop E. So Prop D is a I don't know what it's called, but what I have is not the name of the proposition.
Wait, which one?
Prop D.
I mean, this voter guide is calling it a mayoral power grab city oversight commission.
Right. I don't think that's actually the name of the proposition.
I really doubt that.
So Prop D is we'll put money on put on the ballot. Well, this is put on the ballot by MAGA, Mark Farrell.
Oh, remember him?
Yeah.
Did he run for mayor last time? Is he running for state senate? Is he running for mayor right now?
He's running for mayor right now. Sorry. So Mark Farrell put this on the ballot for three reasons. As a slush fund to launder money from his sleazy Republican donors. Two, to spin a right-wing narrative that demonizes commissions as government bloat. And three, justifying axing them to block healthy public oversight. And three, to increase scrutiny-free power of the mayor's office. So this basically would put way more power into the mayoral position, which he's running
Disastrous.
For. So this is a really solid no on Prop D.
I strongly say hell no to the Prop D.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess. So Prop E, I mean, some commissions actually do important work, I will say. So Prop E.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, Prop E. And these aren't the city. These aren't city departments. These are the commissions.
Just that ring of people sitting at that big table with their little microphones.
Most city departments exactly have about like anywhere. Well, I guess it depends on the size of the department, but anywhere between like 8 and 15 commissioners. Many of them are appointed by the mayor, so we can assume that they are people that are...
And that's like a little sassy present you can get from the mayor if you're a rich weirdo who
donates. Well, and if you've also donated to their campaign. So it's really like what, I don't know, it's just super nepotistic and ridiculous, honestly, a lot of the time. I believe some commissioners are also elected or maybe by board members. I don't really remember. I don't know enough, so don't pay too much attention. Prop E, however, would streamline city oversight commissions. And I mean, this is a yes. I say yes on this. This is a prop by Aaron Peskin, who's also running for mayor. And a reasonable approach to getting rid of unnecessary bureaucracy and no-show commission appointments that reward politicians' friends.
We
have seen this with our own eyes. There's a lot of nonsense
happening face to face. I've been within spitting distance.
Yeah. So I personally feel like, I think there's room to look at the commissions and to kind of like determine which ones are actually doing important work that we need to keep. And then maybe lighten the load on some of the others, let's say. And I think Prop E is the one that's going to be doing that. So that's a yes on Prop E.
That's a very, very measured concept there.
Okay, Prop F lets cops collect double pay before they retire.
No way.
I mean, this is just a no. And personal comment on this is fuck cops. So
there you go.
I'm just never going
to
vote yes.
Let's reduce that pay to zero and get rid of the position altogether.
Yeah. So Prop F is a resounding no. Prop G would fund affordable housing for seniors and families. That's a resounding yes. I'm not going to get into that one.
Yes on G.
Yes on G. Prop H is early retirement payday for firefighters. And I'm a no on that. I have nothing against firefighters, but I just don't think they need early retirement payday. Like, why them and not anyone else, honestly? Like, I don't quite get that. SF fire department doesn't have trouble recruiting.
Why do we vote on these things?
Strange. And part of the argument is that because it's such a high risk job that they are having trouble recruiting and hiring. But it's what my notes are that they don't actually have trouble recruiting or retaining firefighters. They are highly paid, great benefits, and applicants flock from around the state.
Should I become one?
If you are okay with the risk, sure.
You mean come to be a firefighter in San Francisco over other cities in California?
This is specific to San Francisco.
Right.
So.
But I didn't know that it's like, oh, I'm going to be a firefighter and I hope I get deployed in San Francisco.
I don't know. I think you apply for the specific job in San Francisco. I don't think there's like a firefighters USA that gets deployed out.
Sure. Right.
Prop I is retirement buy-in for per diem nurses and 911 operators. And then this is I have a yes on this.
Yeah, I think it's a soft yes.
I think what happens is that these people, because they're kind of on call, get fucked.
Okay.
Like for their insurance and stuff, their own medical.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why this is sort of a yes.
Hell yeah.
Not well for retirement, I guess.
I stand strongly in favor of nurses.
J, protect funding for children, youth, and SFUSD. This is a yes.
Yeah, we got to, whatever's going on with SFUSD, you got to save that shit.
Yeah, that should be like a priority. Who knows if it is. Prop K, Parkway.
Ooh, get into this one.
No one's going to like my answer on this one. Prop K, Parkway at Upper Great Highway. I'm just a no on this.
But what is it?
Okay, you know how the Great Highway?
Yes.
Out at the Ocean Beach?
Right.
They closed it over COVID so that people could frolic on the street.
They want to frolic and skip and run.
They want to jump. They want to frolic permanently. Uh-huh. My point
Play
is
double
like,
Dutch.
There's a whole fucking beach. That's the park.
And a whole park.
And a whole fucking park. And all those houses out there actually have backyards. So I'm just kind of like, I'm a little bit over like the rich people being like, we want all of the space for ourselves to frolic.
They
want to
frolic and run.
I mean, like so many of the slow streets during pandemic were in like the rich neighborhoods where people have backyards. Like you actually have your own private space and parks in these neighborhoods to go play. Do you also need public streets? I'm just kind of over it. Yes, I'm a bike rider. I'm not interested in like, I feel like these things are very divisive in some ways. Uh-huh. This like bike only, walk only, no cars. I just feel like we all need to exist in this space
Who's
together.
Who's endorsing that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, the Green Party says no on K. Thank God.
Party is like so anti-car and emissions. And
yeah, and they're like, it's environmentally damaging park next to Ocean Beach. I just feel like there's a fucking, one of the longest beaches ever is literally right there. Like, you don't need this.
So Maysoon is a strong no on K.
I've always been a strong no on K.
My little voter guide down here says a yes on it, but it's kind of like Berkeley, how it's really hard to get to Berkeley on the highway. And I feel like they did that on purpose to kind of like fortify
their little white alcove. Enclave. Fuck them.
And I meant enclave when I said alcove.
Okay, so anyhow, feel free to come talk to me about it, people, if you really have a problem with me. I don't care.
I think people already hung up. If they're gonna have a problem with that, they already hung up when we didn't endorse Kamala.
That's probably true. Okay, Prop L, rideshare tax to fund Muni. So,
we have never endorsed Kamala, have we? When she ran for Senate, when
I don't
she
think
was this
so.
And that.
God, I hope not.
I don't think so. Hell. Wouldn't that be sad if somebody finds that clip?
Yeah, well, you know, you can come right at us with it. That's fine. We can,
play it.
Whatever.
Play it at my fucking
funeral. No, don't do that. Okay, rideshare tax to fund Muni. Yes. Prop L, the Community Transit Act, will add
a small... they're going to tax rideshare. Does that include Waymo?
Yep, Uber, Lyft, and Waymo, apparently. A small gross receipts tax, 1% to 4.5% on ride hail companies, and use the money for Muni's operational costs.
I got to tell you.
Go for it.
My mom was just visiting, and she hadn't really like been around San Francisco since all the...
Was she freaked out about all the fucking Waymos?
She hated them. She said they were of the devil, and she's not a religious woman. She hated them so much. She wanted to like vandalize them.
All she needed to do is put something in their way, and they would never move again. I love people who like put like cones.
People have been spray painting them.
I know. While people are sitting in them.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
It's wild.
Okay, I've got three more. Prop M, gross receipts tax reform. This is no. San Francisco various business taxes bring in a staggering $1.4 billion per year to the city's budget, second only to property tax. It's a critical source of revenue which allows the city to provide any number of vital services that we defend every year, from low-income rental subsidies to expanding drug treatment programs and homeless services. Gross receipts tax reform. Okay, so they're trying to reform this, and people are saying no to that. So the Green Party also says no. Business prop tax that would kill Prop L, which is the taxing of the rideshare companies.
Okay.
So a lot of these props kind of work in tandem.
Saying?
This
We're
is no on Prop M.
No on M.
Prop N, established unfunded first responder student loan forgiveness fund program. Forgiveness fund, because these are long. No, this is a no. Oh, yeah. There's a couple where there's like, where they're kind of like symbolic.
Right. It's an empty gesture.
And I'm like, why waste our fucking time? I don't understand that. I guess maybe we're like, what is the point of that?
Is it like we could get a measure on the ballot?
I don't know. How many signatures does it take? So wait, really quick, Prop N. So no, there's no actual money allocated for this. It's another 100% vibes only prop that does nothing except make our ballot longer.
Yep. That's what all my voter guides are saying, the same thing.
Yeah. And then Prop O. This is also guaranteed reproductive freedom in SF. This is
abortion.
This is also a vibes. This is like Prop O, a symbolic reaffirmation of San Francisco's dedication to preserving abortion rights.
But we got to do it even though it's symbolic.
Do what you want.
Say yes. I'm going to say yes on that one. Kate Rhodes is a yes on Prop O.
Yeah.
Whatever we got to do for abortion.
Yeah. I mean, I have yes on that too, but I also am annoyed by these like symbolic. I mean, our fucking ballot is, I have 5 pages of information.
Oh, God. We got to get all these laws. We got to get every law about stuff we want really settled in before Daddy Trump comes back to the presidency.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true. Let's get it going, guys, everybody.
It's not looking good on Predict It.
What's it looking like?
It's looking like Trump's going to win.
I will say the Arab Film Festival is happening this week.
Yes, go check that out.
It's it started October 24th, which is this past Thursday, and it goes through November 2nd. And there will be there's films at the Kabuki, at the Roxy Theater.
The New Parkway in Oakland.
At the New Parkway in Oakland. There's like many days at the New Parkway, which mm-hmm. is great. So I have a festival pass. You'll probably see me if you go, because I'll be going to as many films as possible.
Cute. Way to dox yourself.
Oh, I'm not worried
Hopefully
about it.
They just come to give you presents.
Yeah, come give me presents. Feed me popcorn and slushies.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm getting a slushie today.
Oh,
can't
fuck
fucking
yeah.
wait.
Okay, let's be done now. Okay, free Palestine from
free
the
Palestine.
Bridge. Hell yeah.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.